Hello, this is Graham Kimlow. This week, Travel Writers Radio went to an exciting media conference held on the Yarra Bank, which was to announce that Melbourne had won, after a two-year investigation, it had won an exciting business conference which has been held in Montreal for the past 6 years. It's called C2. C2 Melbourne will be staged in November in an historic goods shed on the Yarra Bank there at North Wharf, and that's opposite the convention centre. It'll be something quite different, a quite immersive and creative experience where people are going to be thrown together. Anyway, C2 Melbourne has created a bit of a stir, a bit of a coup for Melbourne, and I attended the media conference. The speakers that you'll hear are Karen Bollinger, the CEO of Melbourne Convention Bureau, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Robert Doyle, and Richard St-Pierre, who's the president of C2 International, based in Montreal.
Probably wondering a little bit who the Melbourne Convention Bureau are, or the MCB as we're often known, and we're the business development organisation that's charged with attracting large international conventions to the city of Melbourne. And this journey that we've been on with C2 has been a long journey. Well, not quite so long, but long enough for us. I guess the Bureau, one of the things that we do is we like to outpace our competition by identifying new opportunities. And C2 was certainly on our radar for quite some time. And back in May last year, we started some discussions with C2 and their partners, MCI, to start to explore the possibility of bringing this event to our city in Melbourne. And for us, it's a very exciting time to talk a little bit more about it today. We're certainly privileged to have the support of the State Government of Victoria and the City of Melbourne in bringing this event to Melbourne. And the Lord Mayor did describe this, and I'm holding you to this, Robert, as it's being the most important business event to come to Melbourne in over a decade. So for now, I would like to welcome the Right Honourable Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Robert Doyle, to explain why this event is such a great fit and how important it is for our city.
Thank you, Karen. This event is the most important business event to come to Melbourne in the last 10 years. How's that, Karen? Could I welcome Richard St-Pierre, the CEO of C2, and thank Karen and the MCB for the work that they have done, as well as our partnership with the state government. We are very excited to have C2 come here, not just because we consider it a coup for our city, the first time it has travelled outside Montreal, but because we think it is such a great fit for our city. In talking to Richard before, we were talking about how C2 is epitomised by a kind of collision of ideas. And while we've had many important conferences here, again, Richard pointed out to me that many of them are kind of monologues, that you get interesting speakers by all means, but then the interaction is really down to a series of questions. Well, what happens when you put disparate groups of people into an actual conversation across sectors that probably wouldn't normally talk to each other? The convention sector, the business sector, the creative sector, and what happens as a result of the collision that occurs during those conversations? That's what we're going to get from C2, and we're particularly excited to have that model for the first time here in Australia, which is why I did call it the most important business conference we've had in a decade. Because it is a different type of conference. And we're already in discussions with Richard and the team to see if we can make this not a one-off event in this year alone, but a continuing event where we continue to reap the benefits from having C2 in Melbourne. I remember when we had the AIDS conference here in 2014. It was one of the biggest medical conferences we've ever had, about 14,000 people. And at the end of it, even though they have it every 2 years in cities around the world, Michael Sidibe, who was head of the World AIDS Council, said to me that he had not known a city to wrap itself around a conference in the way Melbourne did around AIDS 2014. And Richard, I'm sure you are going to find exactly the same thing for Melbourne, that it won't just be something that's happening in a very exciting venue, it will be something that the city itself embraces, that becomes a part of the fabric of our great city. So thank you for bringing what is obviously a very treasured first child to us. We are delighted to be your step-parent for a short period of time later this year, and I'm looking forward very much to what I think is going to be one of the most exciting and creative conferences that we've seen in Melbourne.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's always wonderful to have someone talk so passionately about our city and nails it absolutely every time. As you know, Melbourne certainly is a city that cultivates, and we throw our support towards lots of innovation. And the Melbourne Convention Bureau certainly is an innovator in the events sector, and for us, indeed, the envy of Australia, dare I say that, with some national media here. C2 for us is known for its really unique, immersive and its creative environment. And this means that the location of this event was a major consideration in them selecting their destination. And today it's my pleasure to invite Richard St-Pierre, who's the president of C2, to announce the unique location for C2 Melbourne. Richard.
Hello everyone, it's truly a pleasure, and I stand here with great pride to meet amongst friends. We started C2 Montreal 6 years ago with the notion of creating impact on both society and the economy. And after 6 years, I can tell you that the impact on the city and how it's known worldwide has been incredible. We clearly are looking at replicating this on this part of the world and doing it with the city of Melbourne. And I can tell you, you've been more than welcoming over the past 48 hours in doing so and all the conversations we've had. So C2 is not just an event. After all, who needs another event? I mean, you have hundreds and there's no differentiator between them. Some call it a conference, you know, C2 is called a conference, but when the speakers are only a fraction of what you see, is it really a conference? So why all the fuss about an event that's coming to Melbourne? Well, C2 Melbourne is going to be an international convening of influencers. It's a moment in time where we, collectively, all of us, we're going to change and propel the economy and society forward. This is very bold. How many conferences or events say that we're going to propel and change the economy and society? And I'm going to tell you a bit later on how we successfully created that in Montreal. The real recipe is creating a dialogue. We're in the 21st century, so monologue is out, dialogue is in, and participants, visitors, are not visitors anymore. They're participants, and that's including you. Of course, we're going to bring inspiring speakers because there's inspiration to be gained by them. But participants, you and everyone around you, you want to have a voice. You want to embrace the content. You want to participate. This is what we provide. This is the recipe and the space that we've provided in order to do so. So before I go on, I'd like to show, using a quick video, of a taste of what to expect. Take a look at what happened in Montreal that was only a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen. So is this really a business conference? You saw how engaged the people are, and that's how we create economic impact. To deliver this, we need a village. You saw what's there. It was industrial wasteland. The building was legacy historical value building, but it was empty. We reinvested it. We reinvented the business, the building, and we've created what you saw there. The pace, and why do we do this? Is because we need to be in a space that has a soul. Not that concrete doesn't have a soul, but when you have a historical building and you invest and reinvent what it is, the soul comes out again and it does influence the conversation. So this is why we're turning really for C2 Melbourne, a car park of all places, into a creative playground. So right across the river from us, the North Wharf Goods Shed is where C2 Melbourne is going to be this year, starting November. Just go across, take pictures right now, or just after maybe, because you're going to see how we're going to transform this space. You won't believe what the space is going to deliver. So we've got a space, we've got a concept. Who's coming? Well, of course, we want decision makers and people from abroad. We expect 1,500 people to come from Melbourne and across many, many continents, many countries. We had more than 60 in Montreal. But C2 is not just for the rich and famous. C2 Melbourne needs to be very, very inclusive. We need to have business people, of course, but we need to have government official. We need to have millennials. We need to have social businesses. We need to have students. We really need a voice of Australia itself. And that's the gathering and the collision of ideas we just talked about. That's how we're going to create together. So now we have a great place. You have great people. You have great recipes. So what then? Well, let me take the example of C2 Montreal as far as an impact. We literally rocked the world a few weeks ago by having 300 million social media impressions in 72 hours. We were the number one hashtag across Canada on Twitter. Imagine, this is a business conference that really breaks the mold and gets more Twitter feed than the Cannes Film Festival and the F1 race across the globe. And this happened in Montreal, a city that is not so much unlike Melbourne. So I think that we can expect that within a few years, this is the scale and the noise and the vibrance we're going to get within Melbourne itself. So that translates into every business that came to C2, 1 out of 4 made a business deal. So how concrete do you want more than that? You walk into a business conference, expect to be inspired, there's joy of being together, and not only that, you go back to the office and you made a deal with someone. That translated last year to $175 million worth of businesses. Yes, large businesses, small businesses, they all contributed. They all were part of this economic impact. We've been doing this for the last 6 years. The numbers are always the same. Every year we go north of those numbers and create a larger and a larger footprint. We're going to start right here in November, and within 3 years' time, this is the scale that we want to have, because we're starting a legacy right now. To make all this work, we really need your help. We can't do it alone. We need an entire ecosystem to be part and to engage with. We're off to a good start, actually, because in C2, in collaboration with MCI, we would like to thank our partners of day one, the State of Victoria and the Melbourne Convention Bureau. Without their outstanding support, we would not be here today. Additionally, we are pleased to announce that EY, the City of Melbourne, and The Age are now C2 Melbourne First 2017 partners. Stay tuned, because we're going to have a whole lot more coming in, and they will be announced in the coming weeks. So, in closing, way too many people, when I turn on the TV, talk about walls and building walls. What we're really creating here is building bridges. I bet you that in November, there's going to be an invasion of Montrealers and Canadians in Melbourne, and that's what we aim for. We'll have the same, and you're going to be welcome in Montreal next May. So C2 Melbourne is here for the long haul. What we're starting in November 30th is not just an event. It's a legacy. It's a movement. It's a moment in time that will last for years to come.